that was mace buried in Chutz Laretz, you want to move the bones now to Eretz Yisrael, or any place, you want to move it. So that's a lacha midrabbanan also, you call them einin that day, yav din avelis that day, when they move the mace. So amalakat layat summit is the lacha, they did this in Erev Pesach, is toivul, go to the mikvah right after that, for yoichel b'kodeshim, and you smutat you eat it even kodeshim, is there even kodeshim to let you eat? And Rashi says, l'erev at night time, the afilu yoim gufa midrabbanan hu, even this daytime that we tell you don't need kodeshim the day they move the bones of your father, or the day you heard that one of the craven was mace, that's only midrabbanan, because midraisa there's no dinayim then, because the person was already buried. Sehilkach balayla lekalaninis. Therefore, the rabbanan only said by daytime, but by nighttime the chalal there's no dinaninis. So at nighttime you're even allowed to eat a regular kodeshim. Ger shenizgayer berev Pesach. What about a ger, a goy, that became a yid on erev Pesach? Is beisham mayomrim tovel? As soon as it becomes a Yisrael, let him go to the mikvah again. V'yoychal epischal erev, and it comes at night time, he can eat a korban Pesach. Beisil says no. Ha perish min orla. Means not that you become a yid now. You like have to have a bris milah. You're throwing away your orla from you. Is kaperish min akever. That's considered as if you touched a mace, as if you perish from a kever, from a coffin. Therefore, the loch is you have to have 7 days, like Rashi says, v'tzorach hazor shlish yoshvi. You have to have mamash hazor from the mechates on you, the third day and the seventh day, your mamash has come as if you touched a mace. So therefore, about you can't be on Erev Pesach. If on Erev Pesach you became a Yisrael, since today, they take off the armor from you, so the Zohar is considered like you touched a mace, and therefore you can't bring the korban for another 7 days. So to Gemara. So the Mara, my timer, what's the time of the first man the other? It says an Einin, even though Mamish, where his father was mace today, still by night time is not eat the korban. My timer, Kosov with his tan holds Aninus the Lila the Rabbanan. That an Einin with your eyes is not let eat kochim, that's only by daytime. The first day somebody was mace, you called an Einin with your eyes. At night time, it's only with the Rabbanan that you called Einin, you can't eat kochim. The Gabe Pesach lay a midu the rain, the Makam Kuris. The Gate the Korban Pesach. If we're going to tell you, Midr Rabbanan, you can't eat the korban, it's like being over in Issacharis. Therefore, the Rabbanan will make it upon you and let you eat the meat at night time. Let you eat the korban Pesach. Mashenken gabi kodeshim. By other korbanos, you brought a korban shlomim today, or you brought a korban chattas today, or you're kain, and you want to eat the meat at night time, we say, hamido divrayim b'makam asay. The Rabbanan still put their issim with the Rabbanan, that since at night time, calls them on, they didn't make the kfur, they didn't bury the mates. You called an einin. So the Rabbanan, you're not letting it catch him, even though you're not doing a mitzvah saseh, the Rabbanan did it. Like Shevi Atasa, just sit back and don't do the mitzvah saseh, they did. It's only by a chiyuv Pesach, who are not doing the Pesach, the chiyuv Koris, there the Rabbanan were not so strong. And nu adin ha-malakit le'at sameis is on Erev Pesach, so go to the mikvah after that, and you can eat the korban at night. For the Gemara, Malakit at summit, you wanted to have a meaning was you yourself went and like moved your father from one kever to another kever. For the Gemara, Boyazosh Nishushvi, as if you moved your father, you moved the mace, so Zoy Yamamish Tommy mace, and you have to need 7 days to become Torah, and you have to have Azor on you, Shlishi and Shvi. So how could you say just go to the mikvah and nighttime you could eat the Korban Pesach? And the Gemara, Ema, Shaliktu Leyat Summit, it doesn't mean you yourself moved the bones. It means you had somebody else do it for you. But since they're moving one of your Kerevim, the Lacha is mit Rabbanan, you have a din that day for 1 day. Fight the Gershon is Gayim. So Mishnah says, what a machlokes b'sham and b'tilul. If a Goy became a Yid on Erev Pesach, b'tilul says he can't bring a korban because it's like he touched a mace. So Moroma Rabba Bar Bachon, Om Rav Yechinin, machlokes b'oro nochri. It's only a machlokes by a Goy. A Goy that was an oro had the oro on him, and now on Erev Pesach they cut off the orla. The Beisilo Savri, Beisilo holds as a Gezerah. Beisilo Savri, Gezerah, we're afraid. Shema Yitmo Lashon Rabo. We're afraid maybe this Ger now, next year Pesach, he would also touch the mace 2 days before Pesach. The Yomer, and the person's going to say now, Ishtaka, last year, Milay Tovalti V'yachalti. Last year what happened? Erev Pesach, today I became a Yid. So we're telling you now, all I had to do is go to the mikvah, and I was able to eat at night. Even though yesterday he touched the mace. Halacha is taka true. If a goy touches the mace, a goy is not makabel any tumah.
There's no din truma by a goy. A goy, he could touch a mace, hank is mogli, is not tamid. So really, this goy, when he touched the mace 2 days before Pesach, he wasn't tamid. Now on Erev Pesach, he became a yid. So the maestro, we tell him now, all you have to do is go to the mikvah, and night time you could eat. So if that's going to be the lochom, this ger is going to think next year, will be the same case. 2 days before Pesach, I'm going to touch a mace. And I'm going to think, all I have to do now is Erev Pesach, I'll go to the mikvah, and tonight I could eat the Korban Pesach. Just like last year, that's all I did. He'll think that's the way this year also. The Yoimer will say, Ishtakad, last year, Miloi Tavalti, didn't I go to the mikvah of Yechalti? Ashav Nami, this year also the same thing. Esfol, even though I touched the mace yesterday, today I'll go to the mikvah. The Yoichel, I'll eat the Korban Pesach by night. For Lo Yodan, this person won't realize, won't know, that there's a big chilek, there's a big difference. Ishtakad, last year, Nochri Hevi. Last year, 2 days before Pesach, you were still a goy. See, even though you touched the mace then, fulay mekabel tumah. A goy is not mekabel tumah if he touches a mace. Therefore, therefore meikra din, it's true, you should have been allowed to eat the korban by night time. Of achshav, this year now, next year, Yisrael, you're already a yid. Or mekabel tumah. If you touched a mace yesterday, you're tumah for 7 days, you can't bring the korban. That's why the silu makes exera. So clearly, it's only exera with the rabbanim. That if you misgayer, as soon as after you misgayer, you have to wait 7 days until you can bring the Korban Pesach. And in order to have a case, next year shouldn't come out of Mikshul. No, we don't make such gzeiris. Right now, you're a goy, less yesterday, and you touched the mace yesterday means nothing. So today, Erev Pesach, you become a yid, go to the mikveh, you can eat tonight. And we don't make gzeir about next year. As that's the machlokes. Avol Oro Yisroel, let's say you had a Yid, Yoch Shailam, a Yid that was an Oro, didn't have a Bris Mila yet. And today on Erev Pesach, it makes the Bris Mila, I tell you, Divrei Hakel, everybody holds. Toivel V'yechles Pitzchoy, there's no such dini has been like a mace. Avad, he just has to go to the Mikvah and let him eat the Korban Pesach. Why does he have to go to the Mikvah for? So Rashi explained here, any time a person had a type of a Dichoy, that he wasn't able to bring a Korban, when he becomes able, he has to go to the Mikvah. So here this person, calls him on, he didn't have the Bris Mila yet, he's an Arul, he can't bring a Korban. So if today you become a Gamalta, you have a Bris Mila, now's the first time you're able to bring a Korban, you have to go to the Mikvah, the Rabbanu Mikalocha. So therefore, all you have to do is go to the Mikvah, night you need the Korban. For Lai Gazrin and everybody else, we don't make a Gzeirah, Arul Yisrael, Mishamaru Nochri. Even Beisilu's Maida, that an Arul Yisrael that had a Bris Mila done on Erev Pesach, you don't have to worry, make any Gzeirahs, or to an Arul of a Goy. The Martanian Amiyach, I'll bring you right to this. Omer Reb Shimon ben Elozem, Loi Nechleku, there's no Machlekes Beishamu Beishilu, Al Oro Yisrael. If a Yid was an Oro, did not have a Bris Mila to him, and it was first had the Bris Mila on Erev Pesach, that now the din is, She Toivu, let him go to the Mikveh afterwards, the Yechles Pitzchel Erev, and it comes at night time, he's Tor, he's Ladi, this Korban Pesach. Al Man Nechleku, where is the Machlekes now Mishnah between Beishamu Beishilu, Al Oro Nochri, only on a Goy, that's an oral. They did have a Bris Mila done to him. That now on Erev Pesach he makes his Bris Mila. And he becomes a Yid. Again, he's not Tomei right now. He touched the mace yesterday. He was a guy yesterday. Right now he's Torah. Let him just go to Mikvah right now. That a guy, when you give him a Bris Mila, we have to be afraid maybe he touched the mace yesterday, and maybe next year he'll think also by touching the mace, I'm still allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Therefore we give you the Din Rabbonin, if you go away from your Orla, a guy, when he comes as a guy here, he has a Din, like he touched the mace, and he's still Tommy for 7 days. He has to wait 7 days. And he has to have Azor also, Azor and Shlishi and Shri. Omer Rover, Oril, the luck of a person's in Oril. Hazor. The law is you have to do hazor, you have to spritz the person's tummy mace. You have to make the hazor spritz it upon him. The izmul, if you want to break a Bris Mila on Shabbos, and you forgot to bring the knife, is the law on these three cases, hemidu divrei b'makom koris. Even though you find cases there's only an issim of the Rabbonin, still the Rabbonin left their issir, even though because of the Rabbonins, you won't be able to do a din that's magia techiv koris. The mashal, the izmul, the knife. Even if you want to carry the knife through a karmelis, through an issur d'rabbanan, still we say it's not doicha Shabbos. And even though now you won't be able to do the Bris Mila on Shabbos, which is in the Chi of Koris, so what? The rabbanan still made the gzeris. Hu adin hazor. If somebody is a Tomei, and today is the seventh day, and he wants to become Torah in order to bring Korban Pesach, and what, today is Shabbos, you're not allowed to make that Zohar on Shabbos. Even though it's only Yostim with Rabbonin, still with Rabbonin you can't do it. Vaitan Oru, what's the lach of an Oru? So Mar says, Omar Rova, Oru Yazov Yizmul. What's the lach of an Oru? Oru, that's the case of Beis Hillel, Falachia. An Oru means, you see in Beis Hillel, that is Gersh and his Gayer. That right now in Erev Pesach really is mechuyah to bring the Korban Pesach. It's only mid Rabbonin we gave him a din like his tummy for 7 days. So it's only a tumah mid Rabbonin. Still the Rabbonin said, let this ger be tummy now, and he can't bring the Pesach Rishon, even though you're stopping him from doing a mitzvah, which is a chi of chorus involved. By these three cases, the Rabbonin kept the misurim, even against an Issa chorus. Mashenkein oinin. That did the Rabbonin say, Laila, you're an oinin. Who are dinu mitzayram? The tumas mitzayram. Who are then a base of pras? That's a tumah based on kevin with rabbanon. Like midu the very makom chorus. There the rabbanon did not put their iser isurim the makom the zechiyah chorus. Now what are these cases here? Oral hodamorin. The din of an oral, that's din of al mishnah. Even though this ger was nizgayim and midiraisis luchuyu to be a korban pesach, still Beis Hillel says with rabbanon we consider like his tamei and he does not have to bring a pesach rishon. Hazor, what's the loch of hazor? The yom amar hazor shvus. To do hazor, to spritz the mechatas on the person on Shabbos, is an issim with rabbonin. It looks like you'd be misakin the person. And still, you can't do it on Shabbos, even though this Shabbos is Erev Pesach. And this person now, if you don't do the hazor, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. Still, we say, don't do the hazor, and still doicha the schiev not to bring the Korban Pesach, which is again to a chorus. Ismo, what's the loch of a knife? Tetanya. The same way if on Shabbos you want to make a bris milah, you're not allowed to carry the knife through a shusharabim. Still, you can't carry it through a shusim that are only yosim with the rabbonin. I, the chura, the rabbonin should say, go ahead and carry this knife through our shusim to do the bris milah. No, these three gezeiros are rabbonin kept, even though it's stopping you from doing a mitzvah without the chiyuv karos involved. Mashenkin oinin is not that way. Hodi amorin, that's how din of the Mishnah. That even though you're an oinin, and at night time with the rabbanon you're not allowed to eat kachim, but the mokim chorus of Korban Pesach, they said an oinin is allowed to eat kachim by night time. Allowed to eat Korban Pesach at night. Mitzvah, my, where's the loch of a mitzvah? The Tanya we learned. Mitzvah shechal shmini shaloi b'erev Pesach. Or mitzvah that his eighth day came out on Erev Pesach. The raw keri boy bayoim. And today he saw keri, three. So, toy the locher is, toy the go to the mikvah right now. The oichlin, at night time, is lari, he's lari to Korban Pesach. Omru chachomim, afa pi shetful yoin, ain't a nichnas. Now, this mitzvah, he can't become Torah until he comes into the Azorah. So, even though usually it's full yoin, is not allowed to go into the Azorah. Still, zed nichnas. This mitzvah, even though it's full yoin, he's allowed to go into the Azorah. Muta viova yes, the shesh bekoris. We let you become Torah today in order to bring a Korban Pesach which has a chiyuv koros to it, for yid chesed shein bekoros, to be doicha this iser esei, not to come into the azara, which doesn't have an iser esei. So we say yid doicha machmas the chiyuv koros, to be over this avera of bringing a tfu yoin into the azara. The Yomer of Yechanan, Teva Torah afilu esei enboi, mid yirais there's no iser for tfu yoin to go into the azara. Shenem the Pesach says, Vayama yoishofet pekal yudah, Yishlaim Veis Hashem Lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosha. What do you mean a new Chotzer? My Chotzer HaChadosha, new courtyard. Shechitshu boy Dover. They were Mechadosh. They made up a new Halacha now. Knows mid Rabbanon. The Yomu, the Rabbanon said Tfu Yoin. A person that went to the mikvah today, when he saw Kerry today, and then he went to the mikvah. Is Halacha mid Rabbanon Lo Yikonet Amachnu Leviya. So you see, even though there's Nis the Rabbanon here, the Rabbanon said, don't listen to our Nis the Rabbanon, but Mokan the Chiyuv Koros. So this is the Rabbanon, let you do, even the Mokum Chorus.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue next tape. Yeah, give a hold on the last Gemara, just again, that Tzadik Beis Amir Aleph on the bottom. Again, the Tanya Mitzvah. What was the loch of a Mitzvah? The Tanya Mitzvah Shechal Shmini Shaloi Berav HaPesach. If a Mitzvah that already went to the Mikvah on the seventh day, and now the eighth day came out to be Erev Pesach. For Ruah Keri Boi Bayoim. And that day on Erev Pesach, Yosef, he saw a carry, he has too much carry on him now. So the halacha is, Tevel, he'll go to the mikvah today on Erev Pesach, the Eichel, and at night time, Mikri took from the Korban Pesach. Why? Omru Chachom, the Chachom say, Afa Pishet Ful Yoim, Eina Nichnas, even though it's Ful Yoim, usually is not let it go into the Beis HaMikdash. Now here, the Mitzvah, in order to have his Taira, he has to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to go into the Harabais, and put his hands by, and stand by the Shar Nikner. So even though regular Tzful Yoim is not let it come into the Beis HaMikdash, he is Mishtaleich even for Machna Leviyah. But there, this Bakeri, this Tful Yoim, Nichnas, he's let it go into the Beis HaMikdash, he's let it go into the Machna Leviyah, just not into the Machna, not into the Machna Shechina, not into the Azorim. Because that's the Chiyuv Koros. So what do we say? Mutiv Yovei Yesei Sheyesh Bekoros. Because we want this Mitzvah to get his Torah to become Torah today, in order that at night time he'll be able to eat his Korban Pesach. Where if you don't need a Korban Pesach, there's a Chiyuv Koros involved. So V'yitche Yesei Shein Bekoros. And let it be over this Isser Asei, that a Tful Yoim is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash, which is only an Isser Asei. Now, so the Chura that both Midirai says, what's our right? We want to say Midirabonins, that they did not put their Isser Rabbonin Kinega the Diraisa. The Yom Rab Yechanon, Dva Torah, Midirai Safilu Yesayin Boy. There's not even an Isser Asei for a Tful Yoim to come into the Machna Levi, into the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem Rapotik says, Vayamid Yoshofet Pekal Yudom. Yerushalayim beBeis Hashem lefnei haChotzer haChadosha, in front of the new a courtyard. Fret Gemara, my Chotzer haChadosha. What does it mean, the new courtyard? It means shechitshu boy dover, that they made new halachas here. The Yomru and the Rabbanon said Tful Yoim lo yikonis b'machna leviyah, that a Tful Yoim he is not allowed to come to machna leviyah. So this is only an istim with the Rabbanon, and here we're to shal of erev Pesach that the Mitzvah will not be able to come Torah. He will not be able to eat his Korban Pesach. We allow him to be over this Issa the Rabbonin, that this Tful Yoim is allowed to come into the Azor, not is allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash, into Machna Leviyah, and stand by the Shah Nikner, in order that he could get his Tyre. Here, and the Gemara says, Beis HaPras, what does that mean? This is like a Beis HaKvoros mid Rabbonin. There's only a Sofik Rabbonin if there's a mace buried there or not. The Tanan we learned, Vishovin, Beisham, Beisilu, both Beisham and Beisilu, both hold,